Mary had a little lamb,
The fall.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From Radio Beacon to Radio Beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Keep the faith.
This is going to be a disaster.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
Huge turnouts from Washington, D.C. to Chicago, West Virginia, Utah, and beyond. Protests in nearly every state.
I think America is in terrible distress.
We're showing the current administration that we are not happy, and we will not stop.
Demonstrators pushing back on the Trump administration's economic policies.
Trump and Musk have got to go!
Cuts to the federal workforce.
Rise up!
And Elon Musk's Doge agency.
He's going in with a chainsaw. He doesn't know what he's doing.
In upstate New York, this protest went straight past border czar Tom Homan's house to call out the administration's immigration policy. And in Palm Beach County, Florida.
Hands off! I
want just miles from Mar-a-Lago, after the president returned from a third consecutive day at one of his Florida golf courses, hundreds hoping to get his attention.
I don't want to be rich. I just want to be comfortable. And that's what I've been comfortable. And he's taken away my security.
The protests around the country coming even as in Washington, the president's economic agenda is making progress on Capitol Hill.
Our goal to the American people is to create more revenue and lower spending to balance the budget.
Republicans in the U.S. Senate advanced a plan for what Trump has called one big beautiful bill, a robust economic package that includes greater border and military spending and an extension for the Trump tax cuts first passed in 2017. Democrats blasting it over concerns of cuts to programs like Medicaid and Social Security.
Donald Trump has betrayed the American people. Tonight, Senate Republicans joined him in that betrayal.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did. Hi, everybody. Happy Monday. Nice job over the weekend. Nice job. Oh, did you see the I mean, they were humongous. They were ginormous. And they were in all 50 states. They were everywhere. Brett was adoring some of your signs.
Oh, the signs were amazing. Like I told you, I love the one that's Elon's the only immigrant taking your job. And by the way, big shout out to my stepdad, Rod. He was in Syracuse at the, I can't remember the park's name, but in Syracuse, he went out and protested, 82 years old. So proud of him.
Yeah, that's a heavy. Well, the immigrant thing, that's from his own X platform. Somebody created that one a while. And it is true that he is the only immigrant that's stealing from you. He is the only one. I saw in that clip right there, I just saw one. It said, things are so bad, even the introverts are out here. That is the best one. Waste, fraud, and abuse. Next to that, it said Trump, Vance, and Musk. That was a good one. And then I liked the one where they went upstate New York. They went right past Homan's house. And on the sign, it said deport Homan, which was a good one, too. And my, one of my all-time favorites was send Trump to El Salvador. Wouldn't that be beautiful? That would be like the total. That would be irony at its, most fine point. Most fine point. God, I want to spoil the end of White Lotus for you so bad. I just...
Don't you dare.
I want to! I finally watched something with everybody. I had a shared experience, except you didn't share it.
I couldn't share it.
And they didn't share it. Yeah. And this one over here didn't share it. And that one over there didn't share it. And I would be, a big bitch if I, spoiled. But it's ironic. As all I want to say, it has a lot of irony in it, which is like my favorite form of, communication. I love irony. I hate when history repeats itself. Don't like it because it means we're so stupid that we allowed. And it's about to in this Senate budget package. You know, this is crazy. Okay, so there's the immigrant that's stealing from you. The market is still tanking, by the way. I'm just trying not to pay attention to it. I'm trying to be of service to you. And I figure, the one thing you can do if you want to do is go look up like what kind of a hit you took, right? Because that's right there on your computer. So I'm trying really hard not to tell you that the Dow Jones Industrial is down almost 500 points again at this moment. It's been, volatile, as they say. However, the Senate bill, all weekend long, they had Votorama. meaning that the Democrats kept introducing amendments to try and get something in this obscene package of tax cuts that the Republicans will not pay for. I mean, and so like all of this Doge crap where Elon's going, I'm going to say, you know, do you remember it was at one of the campaign events where Elon first started making appearances, and he showed up at one of them and he was jumping up on the stage and Howard Lutnick joined him. And it was innocent time. It was such a naive time where we didn't really know who Howard Lutnick was yet. And it was kind of good. And then he came up on the stage and he was telling Elon, how much do you think you can cut? And he goes, I can cut $2 trillion. $2 trillion. It was like a game show. It was so freaky. It was so weird. And we had no idea what he was talking about as far as he was going to fire everybody, eliminate entire departments like LIHEAP, eliminate entire departments like, the cybersecurity department. Cybersecurity. Yeah, we don't need that. We got Elon. Oh my God. It's just like, it was so freaky. Anyway, the reason why they keep on trying to go for big numbers and waste fraud and abuse, which we have told you several thousand times, as soon as we heard that number, the 2 trillion number, people started doing the math and understood that waste, fraud, and abuse, and I'm not talking about Trump, Vance, and Elon right now. I'm talking about real waste in government, real fraud in government, and real abuse, meaning people applying for things that they have no right to have. Well, that occurred a lot under Trump in the COVID. Remember everybody was cashing in with their $2,600 per employee and this and that, and everybody was just robbing that whole system blind, and that was a Trump thing. But the real waste, fraud, and abuse, if you did the math, would not equal $1 trillion. It would not equal anything over a couple of hundred billion dollars, which sounds like real money, and it is, but it's not nearly enough to cover any of these tax cuts that they're re-upping, okay, the 2017 tax cuts, and adding to those 2017 tax cuts. Another one, okay, the 2017 tax cuts, just so you have some numbers, they're so huge that it's not going to seem real to you. But if you keep the number small, which is what I do in my head, like if I say 5.5 trillion, I just say to myself 5.5, right? And deal with it that way, because a trillion would take it, $1 trillion, one on top of the other, would take it to the moon. That's how much a trillion is. That's how much a trillion is. So anyway, they're talking about renewing the 2017 tax cuts, right? Well, so that costs, the price tag for that is $5 trillion. Five, not paid for, okay, by anything that Elon Musk is doing, because he hasn't found his lousy trillion, because it isn't there to be found. It isn't. If you wanted to go into the trillion numbers and get away from the billion numbers, which are huge too, but the trillion is so much bigger than a billion, that if you wanted to go there, if you did, you would have to get into, I think we've covered this, our insurance plans. They call them entitlements, but these are our insurance plans. These are things we paid in every single paycheck that we worked our entire lives to get, each and every week or biweekly paycheck, right? And those taxes come out and they go into the trust fund, and it's supposed to be there waiting for us. Unless he gets into these insurance plans, these entitlements, unless he gets in there and wipes out Medicaid, Medicare, and Social Security, you're not talking a trillion. So set that aside as like being a factor in these numbers, because they will play no role in these numbers, none. And Lindsey Graham is just a freaking liar. He's a complete doge bag. Standing on the, we want to balance the budget. Yeah, good luck with that. The only president that's ever managed to do that was Bill Clinton. And you know how he did it? He opened markets, not closed them, opened them. Anyway, they voted on this tax bill over the weekend, and it's not paid for, and the price tag is $7 trillion.